A question that's often asked is, what does heaven look like? There's been even different books written about people that have kind of had a vision of heaven. We might say, what does heaven look like? And the best place to look is to go straight to the scriptures, straight to the scriptures. And in the reading, our first reading from the book of Revelation, we get a glimpse into heaven. We get a glimpse into what heaven looks like. And of course, it's a lot of people playing golf and watching the Packers, right? No, not at all. What does it say? It says, I saw a vast multitude, people from every race, tongue, language, a vast multitude worshiping, bowing down and prostrating themselves before the Lord, before the throne of God. That's the image of heaven. People from every nation, every race, every tongue doing what? Worshiping God, worshiping Jesus Christ. That's heaven. That's heaven. And here's the challenge for us. Sometimes we think about that sense of saints, and we celebrate, of course, All Saints today, as something that sainthood is set aside for a select few. But the reality of what today reminds us is, if we want to get to heaven, we've got to become a saint. We've got to become a saint. A saint is someone in heaven. If someone's not in heaven, they're not a saint. So our goal is to become a saint. Because if we don't become a saint, we're not in heaven. So it all comes down to this, becoming a saint. That should be the mission of every single thing that we do, every action that we do, every person we reach out to, every moment of prayer should be, does this make me a saint? Does this bring me closer to becoming a saint, or does it take me further away? That's what should be, what should gauge every action that we make. Does this make me the saint that God has called me to be, or does it pull me away? And then we say, oh gosh, I'm really helpless because I've got a lot of sins in my life. You know, God, how am I going to reach up to you? This is impossible. What does St. John tell us? First letter of St. John, beloved, you are children of God. Beloved, you are God's chosen ones. You are children of God. To always be a child in God's eyes. We think of a child, and maybe we think of, I'm not sure if there's any babies here tonight, but we think of a baby. If a baby, if their mom was maybe up by, we'll pretend that there's a staircase here, maybe up by the altar. If the baby was right here, 6 months old, they could try and try and try, but they can't make it up the stairs, right? Maybe they could lift a leg up or something, but unless mom or dad comes down and pulls them up, they're going to be stuck right there. We need to always remember that in God's eyes, we're children. That we kind of reach up and we say, Jesus, help me. I can't do it. To be always be a child. And what does any mother or father, they love to love their children, right? When a little baby reaches out, mom or dad can't run fast enough to help. So it is with God. God loves us. Jesus Christ loves us. The Holy Spirit loves us. The Blessed Mother Mary, all the saints, and they're reaching down to us. Yep, on our own, it's impossible. But through God's grace, everything is possible. So we ask for the grace to always be simple, to always be children, whether we're 2 years old, whether we're 95 years old, to be a child. To be a child and to rely on God for everything. Not a rebellious child that runs away, but a child that always loves mom and dad. Praise God for this invitation to worship our Lord for all eternity, to live in his love now and also for eternity. Praise God for the saints that give us an example of what it means in this life to do just that.